Welcome to The Gospel Road. Hebrews 4 is what we're going to look at today. The joke, how does Moses make coffee? Hebrews. Okay, there you go. A little dad joke for you. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest. And he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has somewhere spoken on the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage he said, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from him his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that may receive mercy and find grace in to help in the time of need. Reading through this, it's talking about the Sabbath day, taking that day, taking a break. We've talked about rest. We all need rest. Let's be honest, as we're reading this, God took a rest. On the seventh day, he took a rest. He created everything in six, and on the seventh, he took a break. How many breaks do we take? I'll be honest, I'm failing at breaks. Have been for a while. Just way too many things going on. And even before now, I was failing because I was working 2, 3, 4 jobs. So that pretty much put you working 7 days a week. Then you get tired, you get cranky, you end up not feeling well, whatever the reason is for not taking that break. But we need to take that rest, we need to take that break, but at the same time, we need to give grace and mercy. We need to find it. God is giving us grace and mercy. Though what our past is, though where we are now, If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have the grace and mercy when we need that. And I can tell you, I need that every day. But I don't not only need it from on high, from God, I need it from others. I need to show it. I need to give it to others. You know, when I'm at work and I fail, because I'm going to make a mistake. No one's perfect. I'm going to have a bad day. I'm going to have way too many things I'm trying to do at once, and then something gets done. But how many times do you end up with a supervisor or a manager that no matter what, there's no breaks. Nothing's done right. There is no mercy. There is no grace given because of you doing something. I do have a friend who talks to me about them being at work, and they have a manager that no matter what they do, everything is wrong, or they're not doing enough, or this or that. I mean, I've heard about it over the years of, you know, car salesmen. You know, you sold 30 cars that month. That's not enough. It should have been 31. You know, in media sales, radio sales, you know, I sold, you know, $100,000 this month. That's not enough. It should have been 120. I mean, no matter what you do, it's never enough. They're never happy with it. And they're pushing you for more. I call it greed. That's what I call it. But at the same time, when you fall and you fail, they'll be the first one to get rid of you. You're out. You're done. You're fired. You're gone. I mean, I heard stories as with car sales that if you came in last that month, you could have sold 29 cars, but you were the end all. Everybody else sold, you know, 30, 31, 32, 33. You're all about the same area, but you sold the least amount of cars that month, so you were fired. Are you kidding me? How is that showing grace and mercy? How is that showing love? How is that, you know, showing any kind of care for someone? Wanting them to be better. You know, maybe next month they would have sold 35. We need to be able to deal with each other, to help each other, to lift each other up, to help each other have the success that they can deserve, that they can strive to obtain, to be the best that they can be. But so many people aren't that way. They have one thing in their mind, and it's green. Dollar signs. Yeah, money, greed, power. That's all they want. It's about them getting to the level that they want, and they will just take everyone out along the entire way, and they have no qualms about it. It's not how we live. It's not how we should live. That's not how we should be. We need to be the best that we can be. We need to build up one another to help each other be the best that we can be. Are we doing that? Are you doing that? You're probably not receiving it, because trust me, I know I get it as well of you can always do better, you can always do this, or here's one more thing to do. You know, as soon as one thing gets done, here happens another. There is no rest in between there. But that's where we need to remember to take those breaks, to get that rest. Will we fail? Yes. Will I fail? Yes. Will I continue to fail? Most likely. At least this weekend, there's not much rest. Trying to get started getting things done around the house yesterday, because tonight we have a concert for the foundation. So yeah, no rest this weekend. And not going to have much rest in a couple weeks, because that's when the Iowa State Fair gets underway. So it's August is a busy month. But you always do the best you can, right? At least I try to do the best that I can. Do I fail? Yeah, I'm sure I do. but I still try to do my best. Draw near to God so he can give me my grace and mercy when I need it. I need it so I can give it. I need to show that grace and mercy. I need to show that love to one another. I need to build up others to help them be the best that they can be. They will know we are Christians by our love. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. It's love, love, love. It's forgiveness. It's helping each other be the best that we can be. Not what we're seeing on TV, not what we're seeing in the world, how everybody is fighting and at each other's throat, and no one is just giving an inch for anywhere because nobody wants to get along. No, we need to get along. We need to get along with one another. We need to remember that, to be better people, to be better parents, grandparents, siblings, you know, family, managers, supervisors, co-workers, to give that grace and mercy, to help people be better, to be the best that they can be. There, unfortunately, are rules when it comes to businesses that, you know, that at some point you fail too much, you're going to be gone. But you still try to help them be better, to do better, to learn. Because even if they've failed and they lost that job, there's something that they have learned from that. So when they go to the next job, they can be a better person. They can be a better worker. They can do better at that job. I mean, I've lost jobs. And I've, at the ones that I lost, I went to the next and I had learned something from the one before. So I was able to be better at the next place that I worked. It's always that strive to be the best that you can be. That is where we need to go. That's where we need to be. Be the best. Do the best. Do better. Be better. And love one another. Help one another. Encourage one another. Support one another. Show grace to one another. Grace and mercy. Read Hebrews 4. How does it help you be a better person? How does it help you grow to be the person that you're to be, to fulfill your purpose, to fulfill your calling? You know, searching for that grace and mercy from God. Searching for Christ to make him part of your life. To be better. You know, I've said this before, I'll share it again. It's been said by many people, but it's one of those, if you've ever thought about taking that step with Christ, what would you lose by that? By taking that step to become a better person. At the end, you've done that, you made the choice, and maybe there is no heaven. There is no hell. But you lived a good life, a better life, a good life, being good to others, being, you know, sharing love with one another. But what if you didn't make that decision? And at the end, there is a heaven and hell, and now you missed making it to heaven because of not making the decision to follow Jesus. It's kind of an easy way to think about it. Or at least something to think about. Grace and mercy. We all need it. We all need it for ourselves. We need to receive it. We need to share it. Yes, we need to give it. Again, Hebrews 4. Read it for yourself. How does it help you be that better person professionally, personally? You know, just all in all, being that better, fill in the blank, being that better person for today, being better tomorrow than you are today, being better today than you were yesterday. It's always striving to do better, to be better every day that we live, learning something new every day. you enjoyed this, be sure to share it with others on social media. You can also find me on social media, all the crazy, wacky stuff that I end up doing. I had the Iowa State Fair New Food Fun, which I shared a video on that last week. Ended up getting down to the top three foods that people will be voting on for the 2022 State Fair food of the fair. Other videos that I do, word of the day, always try to help you learn something. Yeah. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of My Buddy Jimmy, mybuddyjimmy.com as well. Again, if you enjoyed this, share it with others on social media. Give me a rating on what platform that you're listening. I would appreciate that as well. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines, across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.